This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Eli Chen. Got a minute? How do you attract a mate? If you're a male mouse, you take the Frank Sinatra approach.
And your cheeks so soft.
You sing.
There is nothing for me but to love.
Scientists have known about crooning male mice for years, and past experiments show that if you leave male mice alone with an unconscious female, or even with just a trace of her urine, the males will sing. If you reverse roles, the females do not sing. So scientists believe that in courtship, males made all the noise. Until now.
The problem with the field is we've never had a way to figure out who's vocalizing.
Neuroscientist Josh Nunabell at University of Delaware. He realized that researchers needed better listening tools. So Nunabell built a mouse-sized recording studio. His team lined a small closet with nylon mesh and foam, which absorbs sound rather than reflect it. And they installed ultrasonic microphones because mice make sounds at a frequency that's above the range of human hearing. That's a mouse singing slowed down so we can hear it. Nunabell's setup made it possible for the researchers to determine that some songs were in fact coming from female mice. The gals that sang back to the males pursuing them also slowed down their pace, as if to say,
"Hey, I'm interested in you. Catch me if you can."
The study is in the journal eLife. Nunabell still wants to work out more details about how these interactions occur, but with improved technology, maybe the researchers can pick out pickup lines, at least the ones that sound nice to mice. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Eli Chen.